Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk today about beef demand. I know that the goal of the beef checkoff is to improve beef demand for producers. How does that happen?
Absolutely. The Beef It's What's for Dinner brand showcases beef's superior taste, nutrition, and quality. A $5 million consumer advertising budget allows the Beef It's What's for Dinner brand to reach more consumers than ever before, particularly online. Online marketing is critical today because consumers are spending the majority of their time using digital resources. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association is a contractor to the beef checkoff, directly consumers to the Beef It's What's for Dinner website whenever an individual is searching for information about beef. This ensures consumers are obtaining the most accurate information about beef in their diets. And what I find exciting is since October of 2017, the website has garnered more than 15 million visitors.
Go to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner to learn more about your beef checkoff.
Today's cattle futures market was mixed here with some lower and some higher. On the front end of the live cattle and feeder cattle were the weaker ends of the complex, with October down 47 at 104.55. December finished the day down 27 at 110.30. Now February, April, June, August, and on out were higher. They're 40 to 60 higher there on the 2020 contracts. Feeder cattle were weakest on the front end. October down $1.95 at 142.37. November's down $1.32. January's down 62. March, April, May down anywhere from 30 to 60 cents. Technically speaking, the market has rallied back significantly. In the feeder cattle, we have reached the pre-Tyson levels. And on some of the contracts of live cattle, we have finished them. For instance, the April live cattle went up to 119.05, and that was higher than where we were before the Tyson fire. So we've regained a lot of those losses here. Now the October and December, not so lucky here with the December today at 110.30. Still a little bit out from where that Tyson fire happened. The gap was left at 111.17. So we're knocking on the door, filling that gap. Now the hogs today were really strong, with December's up 265 at 72.50.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays, 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. Tuesday, 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And Wednesday, 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, go to their website, OKCWest.com, or call them 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market.
The grain futures were higher today following a mid-morning USDA report, which suggested a lower-than-expected quarterly stocks report for corn. It was about 300 million bushels lower than expected at 2.114 billion. They're looking for 2.428. So that shot the corn futures 13 to 15 cents higher. Soybeans were 913 million bushels, which we're looking for about 982. Still about double, or a little more than double than where we were September 1st of 18. At 913 million bushels this year. So bullish for corn, bullish for beans. Now wheat a little bit higher than expected at 2.38 billion bushels. Another factor today that goes on top of this is the fact that China has bought an additional somewhere between 2 and 10 loads of U.S. Soybeans, and that had the soybean market up 18 to 21 cents. And so several bullish things going on for the corn and beans. We did get near the gap as well. So technically speaking, the December gap is around 392. The board today got to 387. So we are within striking distance of filling the gap on the corn. Wheat kind of followed along, tagged along here, is up 6 to 8 cents. There is some issues going on up in Montana, in the Dakotas, and up into the Canadian prairie, that they've had anywhere from 1 to 4 feet of snow, which is significantly delaying harvest up there. So they're saying that there may be some additional issues there. And then today's crop progress and condition report is expected to continue to show delayed and immature or less than ready to go corn for this time of year. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.